Eleusis Trust, a non-profit, non-political, and non-sectarian organization on the roster of the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations and concerned with the establishment of world cooperation and goodwill, presents Inner Sight with your host, Robert Anderson. He, with Sarah and Dale McKechnie, President and Vice President of Eleusis Trust, will discuss philosophical and spiritual topics essential to everyday life. Now here's your host, Robert Anderson.
Welcome. Inner sight is simply seeing that which is always present, but not yet fully recognized. You have, within you, the ability to see yourself and the world around you in a new way with new eyes. So, stay with us and together, we'll look at the world and ourselves with inner sight. Our topic for today, the seven rays, an overview. And before we start, I'd like to give some credit to Alice Bailey. Alice Bailey is the founder of the Eleusis Trust organization. Eleusis Trust sponsors this show. And the main inspiration for the dialogue that you hear on this show comes from the works of Alice Bailey. Alice Bailey wrote 24 volumes of literature, and also the following thought is from the works of Alice Bailey. There is one life which expresses itself primarily through seven basic qualities or aspects, and secondarily through the diversity of forms. These seven radiant qualities are the seven rays. Alice Bailey says there's one life, but that it manifests through seven basic qualities. What do you think she means?
Well, actually, she wasn't the first to say that there are seven rays that are behind or substanding all manifestation. The great theosophist H.P. Blavatsky was the first to say that in her magnus opus, The Secret Doctrine. But Alice Bailey developed the teaching on the seven rays much more extensively. It has to do essentially with the value and the significance of number, which weird people like me find fascinating. We've talked in the past about the significance of number and of three numbers in particular, their primary numbers, the one, the three, and the seven, as an expression of the unfolding of divinity in manifestation. So there's some basic essential ideas that one has to consider in beginning to understand the seven rays. To start, there is one life, and we recently did a program on life, consciousness, and form. There is essentially life, capital L, but it expresses itself through three or a triangle or a triplicity of expression. We see it in Christianity in the concept of God, the Father, God the Son, Christ, and God the Mother, the Holy Spirit. And in Hinduism, we see it in the concept of Shiva, Vishnu, and Brahma. There's one life which expresses itself in a threefold expression, and that triplicity in turn expresses itself through seven basic qualities or aspects. And these seven aspects are the seven rays. They are, in fact, the radiation of divinity in a sevenfold form, as I understand it.
Yes, each ray provides a quality. Each ray conveys a certain quality that represent the seven basic qualities that God is attempting and is working out on planet Earth in particular. And so these seven basic qualities, which we're going to talk about for the next, 7 weeks?
I think so. 7 or 8 weeks.
take each ray, each week we'll take a ray and look at it more closely. And actually a ray is simply a word for a particular force or a type of energy that the emphasis is upon the quality which that force exhibits. And
the dictionary gives an interesting definition to a ray, that it's any of a group of lines diverging from a common center.
Mm-hmm.
And we see that in the spectrum.
That's right. And here again, in the spectrum, you have the seven basic qualities of light. The light fragments into seven basic qualities.
Isaac, it's one light, but...
Mm-hmm. Isaac Newton proved that with the shining sunlight through a prism. Mm-hmm. And you get the seven basic colors, and it's the seven colors in the rainbow. Mm-hmm. It's the seven colors... Seven crops up in many ways. And it's interesting to see how this seven colors in the spectrum, and what are some of the others?
Well, there are seven centers in the human being, because everything that exists on the macrocosm is found in the microcosm of the human being, as above, so below. And the human being expresses this sevenfold nature in our body, in the sense of the seven energy centers or chakras, which are linked to the seven major endocrine glands.
Mm-hmm. And there are many other sevens. There's also the 7 days in the week, and the seven...
God created the world in 7 days, the Bible said.
6 days, and then he rested on
the
seven.
Oh, that's right. Oh, okay. Something wrong there. 6 days, not seven.
But and then there are seven ventricles in the human brain, as I understand it.
I didn't know that.
There are, of course, the seven... in the diatonic scale, the seven notes in the diatonic Western scale, the traditional scale is
octave is based on eight, but the eighth note is a repeat of the first note, so there are seven notes.
Mm-hmm. Seven basic notes.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, seven crops up many, many ways in just in our daily life, and it's... This is not accidental. I think it's all related to the not only the seven rays, but the seven planes of consciousness, the seven kingdoms that establish the life on Earth.
Humanity being the middle or mediating kingdom, the fourth, which is why the responsiveness or lack of responsiveness of the human family is so critical.
Right. I mean, there is the mineral kingdom, the vegetable kingdom, the animal kingdom, and the humanity is the fourth kingdom. There are three other kingdoms above us, above the human kingdom. So this represents the evolutionary stages that we go through. And according to the esoteric teachings, there are seven planes of consciousness, and each of these planes is subdivided into seven subplanes. So, I mean, it gets very complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you come down with the 49, number 49.
But the essential point that we're trying to make is that there is this basic differentiation in manifestation of the one divinity, pure life, pure spirit. We say that God is one. But it differentiates into a threefold expression of life, consciousness, and form, or spirit, soul, and matter. And that triplicity then differentiates into a sevenfold expression of divinity in manifestation. And to me, this teaching is profound and so fascinating. It's easily misconstrued or misinterpreted if one doesn't really take the time to study deeply and reflect on it. It can be just one more type of shorthand for labeling and stereotyping behavior in human beings, and we'll get into that in the discussion of each of the rays. But on a higher level, to me, it helps us to understand that God is one, but he is not monochromatic. Life is not so standardized or so uniform in nature when we consider that the sevenfold expression helps to explain and to interpret the many variations of divinity. And perhaps we could begin by just reviewing what the seven rays are.
Mm-hmm. That would be good.
Why don't you start?
Well, the first ray, I mean, there are seven qualities, and each of these rays has a name attached to it that demonstrates the particular quality. And the first ray, the first ray is the ray of will or power. And that is quite often the ray through which we see great leaders manifesting, or politicians mm-hmm. manifesting, great statesmen manifesting through along this particular ray. Ray one, the ray of will or power.
And if people are hearing that and thinking, well, that's the ray by which one forces one's will upon the world, it shows right there that there's very little understanding of what the divine expression of power or will is all about. Alice Bailey says that this ray, the ray of power or will, gives us the will to love. There's a beautiful statement in the writings of Alice Bailey about a particular individual who is governed by the first ray, and she wrote that that energy gave that person the will to love and understand their fellow men. That's a kind of power, that's a kind of will that's used for good and not for forcing one's personal agenda. But in the case of these rays, they have a higher and a lower expression.
Mm-hmm. And then the second ray, the second ray is the ray of love and wisdom, and that is pretty obvious. That's the ray of the power of love that the Christ demonstrated, and the power of the wisdom demonstrated by the Buddha. So we have the combination there, the ray of love and wisdom.
And it's said in the Ageless Wisdom that our very solar system is governed by this second ray of love wisdom. So it is the major energy that's behind all manifestation. In a sense, you could say it's our line of least resistance if we would simply obey it.
Mm-hmm. For those people who just tuned in, you're listening to Inner Sight. Our topic for today, the seven rays, an overview. And we have a special offer from Lucis Publishing Company today, and that's the Alice Bailey book, Ponder on This. Ponder on This is includes extracts, by the way, of the subject of the seven rays. However, in a larger sense, what it does is it's an Alice Bailey book where all the topics of the Alice Bailey themes are kind of condensed, abridged, and very succinct. And I like it because when you look at Ponder on This, you can develop a priority of those topics that you might be interested in exploring in greater depth than some of the other volumes that are specifically dedicated to further research or further exploration of those topics. And so I think it helps you to organize your reading with the Alice Bailey books. It will really help to guide you. And once again, it's a compilation of extracts from all 24 books by Alice Bailey. Now, the special offer comes in the form of free shipping and handling. So all you're doing is paying for the book. And I think that's a very low price for this particular book. When I go into bookstores and I see books this thick, generally they're a lot more money. It's available for $16, and what you need to do is, first of all, you need to mention that you heard about the offer on Inner Sight. Ask for Ponder on This, check or money order for $16 to Lucis Publishing, Lucis, L-U-C-I-S, Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. And I also appreciate the donations. We all like the support you've been giving us, and we really value it a lot because that's what keeps us on the air. And so if you'd like these shows to continue, please continue to support us as you have in the past, and send your donations to Lucis Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. Also, if you need to order books, cassettes, copies of these shows, you can certainly do so by giving us a call on our toll-free number, 1-866-695-8247. The easy way to remember it is 1-866-NY-LUCIS. That's 1-866. Think of New York LUCIS. Our website, www.lucistrust.org. And on our website, you can key into a lot of different information, and a lot of people key in for the past radio shows. We have an archive library of past radio shows that have all different themes from the Alice Bailey books. Also, what WOR does is WOR can make it possible for you. Well, let's say you wake up late one morning, you wished you had listened to the show, but you couldn't get to it. And so WOR holds on to the show for about a week, week and a half, and you can still get the show. You have to key into the WOR website, which is www.wor710.com. That's www.wor710.com. And I was thinking, you know, when people, what you were mentioning before about these rays of, especially the last one, piqued my interest about love and compassion and wisdom. At what point does the individual become in alignment with these particular rays? Is it a matter of spiritual evolvement? And when a person is ready, then the
no. It's we are all affected by them now, whether we know it or not. And according to our level of spiritual advancement, we are responding either through to the lower expression of a ray through our personality or to the higher expression through our soul. And we can develop that idea a little bit more in a while, but continuing with this overview of the rays, the third ray is the ray of active intelligence. These first three rays of power, of love, wisdom, and of active intelligence are the three major rays. And the energy of the third ray of active intelligence is more closely aligned with matter, with the material outer realm. It's the creative energy that builds and manifests. And because humanity is so bound up with the material plane, this energy provides humanity with an enormous amount of experience and experiment as we struggle to come to terms with matter and use it in a spiritual sense, but not allow ourselves to be used by it in the sense of craving and desire and clinging to the outer realms of life.
Yeah, and speaking of craving and to the outer realms of life, the lower expression of this third ray happens to be the spread of money and gold. And certainly that induces quite a lot of craving, especially in this day and age. So you see that as one of the lower expressions of this ray that's manifesting right now through human activity.
The fourth ray is one that is linked with harmony and beauty and with the artistic realm. The fourth ray of harmony and harmony through conflict is the proper name of this ray. It's a major ray that dominates humanity because we are learning through conflict to achieve harmony. And the achievement of harmony is what leads to beauty. Beauty in its most spiritual sense is perfect harmony. It's the complete and perfect relationship between spirit and form, that they are in absolute alignment with each other. And you find the energy of harmony through conflict expressing through music, through art, through the achievement of peace. We also find it, oddly enough to me, or intriguingly enough, active in masonry and in architecture. Again, it's an energy that builds and expresses the ideal.
It's yes, it's said that this ray is the ray, sometimes called the ray of the artist, but the artist can be on other rays as well, but it is the ray of harmony through conflict. And so it's that everybody thinks they're on the fourth ray because everybody has conflict.
We're all the conflict.
So,
it is one of the basic energies governing humanity.
And that's the reason why there is so much conflict, because it is a ray that governs humanity. But it isn't, we should point out here, it isn't the ray itself that is causing the problems with conflict. It's how we respond to these energies and forces that pour in from the rays.
Well, the very word disease gives us a clue. Disease is dis-ease. It's illness that comes as a result of being out of alignment on some level of one's being. And so you can take that thought and realize that perfect divine harmony would inevitably be an expression of beauty of the highest possible sort.
Mm-hmm. And the fifth ray is called the ray of concrete knowledge, and that tends to be the ray on which scientists tend to be found, scientists of all kinds, and it's the ray of science. And so
applied knowledge, perhaps we could say.
Mm-hmm. All sciences, and a lower expression of this ray, a fifth ray of concrete science, would be along the lines of our education systems and the teachings of science, for example. And then the sixth ray, which is the ray of devotion or idealism, and that's the ray that is very prominent today, and the ray that has been very prominent for the last 2,000 years.
Because these rays govern not only individual temperaments, but cycles of time, nations, epochs in human history.
And these rays, they cycle in and out of dominance or predominant.
We've mentioned, I think, many times in our program that this is a period, is the end of the sixth ray. And we're seeing the lower end of that energy now. Not so much the idealism, but the lower component of fanaticism.
And that's why there is so much a emphasis today on religion, and particularly the more fundamental aspects of religion, because as a ray cycles out of influence, we tend to get the more crystallized aspects of it that show forth.
And yet Alice Bailey says that on its purest spiritual level, this energy of the sixth ray is a one-pointed devotion to life and a divine sincerity. And who can say that isn't a noble expression of divinity?
Mm-hmm. And then going on for the final ray is the seventh ray, which is the ray of ceremonial order.
The ray beginning to come in now.
Yes, and that's also the ray of that will predominate and qualify the next 2,000 years during the age of Aquarius. So we have the sixth ray going out and the seventh ray coming in, and right through this transition period, and that's why there's a great deal appearing in the world, and I think we've talked about before. About
she has a close numerical relation between the seventh ray and the seventh plane. Dale mentioned that there are seven planes in our universe, and each of these planes is itself sevenfold. The seventh or lowest plane is the outer plane of matter. And there's a convergence of the seventh ray and the outer material plane, which I think is behind the fact that so much is coming to light today, coming into visibility that previously was hidden or not recognized. Christ said, at the end of the age, all things shall be shouted from the housetops. And that is certainly what's happening in the world today, as this seventh ray of order and organization begins to become more and more dominant. It brings to light, to recognition, the reality.
And being the ray of order and organization, you see that happening today too. I mean, there is a tremendous reorganizing of human activity in the world and human living. New organizations and are cropping up all the time, and we see this reorganizing of human life.
Well, the European Union was a major one a few years ago.
Oh, yeah, sure. That was really a watershed development.
Yeah. Right. I mean, that's a classic example of this reorganization of...
Trade treaties between nations.
Yeah, exactly.
Robert, you mentioned a while ago, or you asked if every human being is an expression of the one of the seven rays or more, and whether... he is a perfected expression or not, at least that was what I heard behind your question. It has to do with the individual's own particular place in the evolutionary spectrum. The ageless wisdom says that every human being is in fact governed in five different ways by one or, well, by a number of the rays. We have the ray energy of our soul, our higher self. Then we have the ray energy that conditions our personality, our outer persona, our presentation to the world. And there are three other bodies that are governed by ray energies, usually each of them different: the mind, and the physical and energy body. Each is governed by energy. So begin to see that this is a very complex science, and depending on one's spiritual status, one would be expressing or allowing through these ray energies in a way that is either contaminated by our own self-created obstacles and ignorance, or a pure channel for divinity. But what I think is so important to remember is that the seven rays are the sevenfold expression of divinity, and I deeply dislike hearing people label other human beings according to the rays because they have perceived something in those in that person that they don't like or approve of, and they then label them as first ray or sixth ray, in a sense stereotyping them. And I hope through our coming discussion we can help our listeners to realize what a profound and divine science this is.
Please take advantage of the special offer from Lucis Publishing, and that's the Alice Bailey book, Ponder on This. And the Lucis Publishing Company does have a special offer, and it comes in the form of free shipping and handling. So what you're doing is paying $16 for the book, Ponder on This. Also, you might add a little note saying that you heard about the offer on Inner Sight. So you need to send a check, money or money order, $16, to Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. If you'd like to call us for any reason whatsoever, give us a call at 1-866-695-8247 or 1-866-NY-LUCIS, think of New York Lucis. You've been listening to Inner Sight. Now we would like to close with a world prayer called The Great Invocation. It's a call for light and love and goodwill to flow into the world and into our hearts. Let's listen for a moment to these powerful words.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts. May the coming one return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all little human wills, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.